Next meeting will please come to order. I'd like to take up first Senate Bill 427, the HFC phase down. Mr. Behan, would you please join us at the table? Mr. Behan, you have seen a copy of the proposed committee substitute?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have, yes. 427, is that correct?
Yes, sir. And could you give me, make any comments about the committee substitute? And if you could also make some comments, I'm sorry that Senator Frank isn't here, about the difficulties that HFC has had with the Procurement Act and the Executive Budget Act that have hindered its effective operation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just briefly, the bill primarily addresses the subsidy issue of Alaska Housing. The formula that is suggested in terms of a change in the subsidy would be an ultimate phase-out of our present subsidy, and I would remind the committee that presently Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is required to subsidize any mortgage loan that it purchases from a citizen up to a $90,000 loan amount at up to a 3% subsidy when our cost of funds exceed 10% or 9% for a veteran. The proposed legislation reduces the $90,000 to $70,000 beginning July 1 of this year, and then on annual adjustments to 50, 30, and then ultimately to zero in the fourth year. Also embodied in the legislation would be a substitution of the present HOF program of the corporation. In July of 1992, the corporation would substitute HOF for an ongoing subsidy program at a $50,000 loan amount level for low to moderate income Alaskans that qualify for that program with income through income limitations. Very similar to the origins of the low to moderate income program that Alaska Housing was originally designed for. We are in favor of this particular phase down of the subsidy. Financially, there could be a more rapid reduction of the subsidy amount. However, we prefer this gradual phase down over a four-year period, primarily because in the broader sense of the financial implications to the corporation, we have no way of knowing what interest rates are going to do in the next 3 to 4 years. But we do know that we're going to be the primary seller of residential real estate for the next 3 to 4 years. As a result, we also know that the majority of those of that inventory that we are selling is going to be in the lower price ranges, and we feel that the reduction of subsidy will not only be a net cost savings to the corporation, but also provide a valuable selling tool as we transfer our inventory to Alaskan citizens, to new homeowners. We can get out of the marketplace, and we can have new homeowners reap the benefit of purchasing the inventory and also having a new loan. Specifically, the other two components of the legislation are relief of Alaska Housing from the Executive Budget Act and the State Procurement Code. These two components were suggested by the Legislative Task Force, who hired Ernst & Young as an expert to review the operations of the corporation and come forward with specific recommendations. Both of these recommendations were part of Ernst & Young's report. Primarily, the driving force that HFC is searching for and looking for in being able to meet its challenges is to become more responsive to its requirements in the marketplace. And basically, that's to be able to manage effectively its human resource and adjust to the marketplace as it shifts and moves around, as well as be able to respond effectively in a new area of activity that the corporation has evolved into, and that is in the property disposition area. I believe Ernst & Young pointed out in their report, which we certainly concur and agree with, perhaps a better model for AHFC is the ability to go on a more business budget approach as an enterprise fund. That seems to be appropriate. The difficulty we're presently having is that, as you know, Alaska Housing affects three major industries in the state, and that being the contracting industry, the mortgage banking industry, and the real estate brokerage industry. The present Executive Budget Act requires us to forecast as best we can our needs 15 months in advance. It also places, I believe, an unreasonable burden on responsible legislators to make a judgment on the needs of the corporation and in the process of the Executive Budget Act. If, in fact, we have miscalculated the changing and shifting forces in these markets, it puts an extraordinary constraint timing-wise in order to be able to adjust and either add or subtract resources accordingly. Historically, there's been some difficulties in being able to respond additionally and correspondingly with the procurement code. We've had some difficulties in being able to bring forth immediate changes and reallocate resources, procure resources, and within the present system, it's more of a system problem that Ernst & Young picked up, that not necessarily to supplant any accountability. That's certainly not our intent in supporting this legislation. We can and will be accountable for any and all of our actions, but we're looking for the ability to enhance our speed and accuracy to respond to the marketplace. Many of your constituents throughout the state have expressed concern and frustration with Alaska Housing's inability to deliver some reasonable functions in what would be considered a reasonable time frame. We agree with that, and we feel that with the adjustments that are in this legislation, we can improve that performance dramatically.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the committee? We have two people that have asked to testify on this bill as well, so Tom would like to come to the table again. We have some other pieces of legislation. I'd like to call first Paula Throop from Fairbanks. Paula?
It's Pamela Throop.
I'm sorry. You have the floor.
All right, thank you. I'm here as a member of the Alaska Housing Market Council and also as a realtor in Fairbanks and as a realtor representing the legislative committee in Fairbanks, and I also serve on the State Association of Realtors. And I think in spirit that we agree with Tom about the particular items that he was talking about and the constraints. The methodology, however, for attaining some of the changes that need to be made in Alaska Housing Finance, particularly realtors in Fairbanks, are not in accordance with. And I would like to make those things known to this committee. And basically those are that we support phasing out of the subsidies of the loans by June of 1991, except for the moderate and the low income, which would remain in place with the modifications that have been outlined in the bill. Basically, the reason for that is to allow the marketplace to find its own medium, to get back to something normal and not have it artificially controlled or manipulated one way or the other, and rather than having it happen over a four-year period. I just came from the Senate hearings, and one of the main things that you all were talking about there was the money. And every loan that's subsidized by Alaska Housing Finance, if I'm correct, is subsidized at about $100 a month. And there are a lot of people in a lot of income brackets where that money is not warranted. The second thing that we would like for this committee to take into consideration is that we support AHFC remaining under the umbrella of the AG's Office for Advice and Legal Defense. We feel that that's what the AG's Office is for, and that going and contracting privately outside of the AG's office sidesteps the normal process that should occur with a state corporation like AHFC. We support AHFC remaining under the Executive Budget Act, avoiding any privatization of AHFC. We feel that that would remove it from public scrutiny. And because it is a state corporation and not a private corporation, we feel that that should remain in place. And like I said, we don't always disagree with AHSC on the spirit of things, but the methodology of doing things. The other thing that I was asked to bring to your attention is that in the Ernst & Young report, they did suggest that AHSC contract out the management of the disposition of the REOs, and we also recommend that. I was a designated broker for 2 years. In Fairbanks, I know that there's a lot of waste, a lot of mismanagement of the REO properties, and I believe that at least in Fairbanks, it could be mitigated if that was done in another way, if management was handled differently. I think AHSC is a bureaucracy where it's so large and it's so cumbersome that it's very, very difficult for things to happen there in an efficient and timely manner. The other thing I would like to ask this committee is that AHSC remain within the State Procurement Act to ensure the accountability that we were talking about earlier with the Executive Budget Act. And finally, recommendation, I would like to support the recommendation of, and this has nothing to do with AHSC at this moment in this particular bill, but I think it has to do with the housing concerns of all Alaskans, and that is to support the formation of a housing division or commission to provide Alaskans with consistent housing policies that provide affordable housing for all of us.
Are there any questions? If not, thank you very much, Pamela.
Thank you.
Could I have a motion with regard to the committee substitute?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt the committee substitute dated 2/27/90 for Senate Bill 427.
You've heard the motion. Is there any objection to the motion? If not, the committee substitute is adopted. What is the wish of the committee with regard to Senate Bill 427?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fakes.
Have a motion. I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill 427, banking and economic development from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the bill is passed from committee. I'd like to take up next Senator Duncan's bill, Senate Bill 487. Senator Duncan, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll give a very brief explanation of the bill. Mr. Behan, of course, is here, who I'm sure can respond to questions if the committee has it. This bill really goes in conjunction with another bill, which was heard by State Affairs Committee yesterday and has moved to the Committee of Regional Affairs, sponsored substitute for Senate Bill 150, which establishes a senior housing office and also a senior housing loan, revolving loan program in the Department of Community Regional Affairs. Senate Bill 487 is the funding mechanism for the revolving loan fund. Actually, there's a committee substitute for Senate Bill 487, which should be in your packet, which
it is.
is the mechanism. Let me explain it very, very quickly, and then we'll be open to questions. Section 1, just as it says, would appropriate $10 million from the Alaska Housing Finance Revolving Fund to the Senior Housing Bond Account. The money would still stay within AHSC. It just moves it from the Revolving Fund to a new account we're establishing called the Senior Housing Bond Account. We normally do this appropriation in the front section of the budget to AHSC. This would establish this new account. Section 2 retains within the Senior Housing Revolving Loan Funds all funds received or approved to the fund for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 1990, except for the interest due on bonds, which is appropriated to AHSC in Section 3. And Section 3, the interest due and payable on the bonds issued by AHSC are transferred from the revolving loan account in CRA to the bond account in AHSC for the fiscal year in 1991. As I said, this is a funding mechanism for the Senior Housing Revolving Loan Fund. I've been working very closely with Mr. Behan from AHSC and also with CRA. Unless something has changed, Mr. Behan has indicated to me yesterday, at least, that they were in support of this. We work closely together, and he agrees with this concept as a means of funding the revolving loan fund. The $10 million would not be used. It is not ever transferred out of AHSC. It's just there to secure and to help get a better interest rate on bonds that AHSC would issue to fund the senior housing account. We have in Senate Bill 150, for your information, set a total limit on the amount that would be appropriate. Could be issued by AHSC for senior bonds for senior housing at $30 million. So we have capped that amount in Senate Bill 150. That, Mr. Chairman, is a brief explanation of the bill. I'd be happy to respond to questions, or perhaps I would suggest we ask Mr. Behan for his comments.
Mr. Behan, would you please join us, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just briefly like to speak in support of this bill. From Alaska Housing's perspective, as Senator Duncan has explained, and in working with his office, we have the legislation is structured where this is, from a funding standpoint, it's an internal transfer of funds. It creates a senior housing revolving loan fund. There's really no problem with that from any financial aspect. There is no subsidy that's included in the legislation. It's very clean. It sets up a legitimate secondary market for senior housing purposes, which certainly is a legitimate housing need within the state. So we are in support. We like its structure and are in hopes that it progresses well.
Are there any questions from members of the committee? Senator Duncan, there are several of the committees this has to go to, and we would have to adopt the committee substitute.
Yes, this has referrals to Community Regional Affairs next and also to Finance Committee. This bill does. And so does Senate Bill 150, which is a companion bill. I have referrals to both those committees, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I would move adoption of committee substitute at that point. It's a working document.
Okay. Is there any objection to the adoption of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 487? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted. What is the pleasure of the committee with regard to the committee substitute for Senate Bill 487?
We move CS for Senate Bill 487 from committee with individual recommendation.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the bill is passed from committee. I'd like to take up next House Bill 218, Congregate Housing. The sponsor, Representative Ulmer, is here with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Due to the lateness of the hour, I'll make this extremely brief, but would be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have. House Bill 218 would allow HFC to provide long-term financing for congregate housing projects. It also authorizes ASHA to assist in the process by assisting in the identification of pilot projects that would utilize this congregate housing money. However, it must be pointed out at the outset that ASHA would not be the only way through the door. That is to say, this very much envisions a private sector approach to solving the needs that are very much out there in terms of special housing needs of special groups, and that might be senior citizens, it might be handicapped individuals, it might be mentally ill persons, it could be a variety of people that need special housing. The idea behind this bill did come from a need for senior citizen congregate housing, but the bill was expanded when, after hearings in the House, it became very clear that there were other individuals in the state that did have special housing needs. I might indicate that this bill has evolved with the support and assistance of both HFC and ASHA. It is supported by the Pioneers of Alaska, the American Association of Retired Persons, the Older Alaskan Commission, the Network on Domestic Violence, as well as ASHA and HFC. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for the sponsor? Thank you very much, Representative Ulmer.
Thank you.
I would I hope we will be having a we just received the fiscal note on it. I would like to bring the bill up, hopefully in a meeting we'll have later on this week, so we can spend some more time on it and deal with it quickly. And Mr. Behan, would you please join us, sir? Do you have any comments with regard to House Bill 218?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, Alaska Housing's position here also is in support of the legislation, and working with Representative Ulmer's office and ASHA over the past few months, we have obviously participated in its creation, and we feel that the pilot program concept and the interim period that's addressed here would allow us to learn more about congregate housing as a sector of housing that we need to effectively finance and establish the most appropriate delivery system to meet these special needs. I know from our own research and from ASHA's work, there are an awful lot of programs throughout other states in the U.S. that we can and will learn from, and as we move through the pilot project, I'm sure we can be specific in terms of what Alaskans' needs are. We feel it's a good piece of legislation. I think, as Representative Ulmer said, it's a broader concept than simply the focus on senior housing, and it's one that we think certainly has merit, and we've been pleased to participate in it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. The hour is late, and I did commit to the committee members who have other commitments that I wouldn't stay on for an extended length of time, but you won't be here for our next meeting. I'd like to have you comment on two other bills that we have in committee, the housing standards for AHFC loan, which is Senate Bill 344. I believe you're familiar with. There has been a Senator Fisher is the sponsor of that bill, and there has I believe been a committee substitute that would mirror House Bill 368, and there were originally some objections to Senator Fisher's bill. Could you comment on the bill and then I suppose particularly on the committee substitute?
Mr. Chairman, I can comment in general on the bill. Mr. Sullivan on my staff has been following this particular bill closely.
Mr. Sullivan, would you please join us, sir?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 344, the last version I've seen of this is a companion bill to Representative Zweighammer's House Bill 368, which has had some modifications and amendments along the way. The concept of 344 we do endorse as a result of the inspections as required over a period of time and allowing Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to engage in developing regulations as pertains to these various inspections over time. We recognize that the inspection process involves only that new housing constructed after July of 1991. I think that's correct. And we recognize also that it does include only housing that would be financed by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. And we fully endorse these measures. In addition to that, we recognize that there may be an exemption relative to non-conforming houses, and we think this is imperative as well. Now, all of these changes, I believe, have been embodied in House Bill 368, and if it is this committee and others' committees' desires that these amendments be embodied in Senate Bill 344, we would certainly endorse that as well, because we do believe that over time, certainly, this is going to prove to be very effective in making sure that ultimately better products are produced over time, and we do endorse the bill.
Great. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Each member has in their packet a proposed committee substitute that does, as Mr. Sullivan pointed out, mirror the changes that have been made in the House and is identical to House Bill 368. Could I have a motion for the adoption of that committee substitute?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt for discussion purposes the committee substitute for 344 dated 2/27/90.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted. I'm not planning on taking action on this bill. We just received the committee substitute, and I would like the committee to take a look at it. It is an important piece of legislation.
Last, does this read then just like House Bill 368 at this point? Is that
the answer? Is yes, and I will with any caveat that Max may add.
That's my understanding, is that I have not seen what they're going to produce tomorrow.
Which is why we wanted to look at this more carefully before we recommend it to the committee.
If I may ask staff to work with AHFC and give me a side by side as to what's going on now. What are the standards now in the various categories of housing and how this piece of legislation would change that and what the dates of change would be?
We'll have that for the next meeting when we would consider this for final passage. Mr. Behan, could you comment on Senate Bill 371, which is the licensing and regulation of residential mortgage servicers and lenders? There has been some objection to this by the private banking industry as well as some members of the real estate industry. You don't get off the hook very easily.
Make sure Mr. Sullivan stays with me here on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've had a lot of internal discussion on this particular legislation. Alaska Housing's position is basically, frankly, if we could be, we'd just as soon be a spectator on this particular issue, because it does involve a number of groups that are very important to us. And we understand what's driving the legislation, and we're somewhat passive in the outcome. It really doesn't affect us a whole lot. In terms of our opinion, and I know Mr. Sullivan wants to add to my comments here, and I'll be glad to ask him to do that in a second. But in terms of our opinion, we are certainly not against the legislation. It's something that we feel, if the legislature feels that it's appropriate, then the pragmatic results we have no problem with.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for Mr. Meehan's purpose, what other agencies call this is their neutral.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
You may not. Fine. I didn't expect a sweeping endorsement. It's a very troublesome piece of legislation from a policy point of view, and I won't ask you to comment on that, obviously. The hour is late. I did promise the committee members who have other commitments that I would adjourn us at a reasonable hour. We have passed two bills from committee. I would remind the committee that we do have more legislation before us that does require attention, and hopefully this week before the week is out, we can arrange time, even if it's only for half an hour or so, to meet, if that's agreeable. Mr. Meehan, Mr. Sullivan, thank you very much. Committee's adjourned.